there is a new star on Broadway. He's 20 feet tall, weighs 1.2 tons, and his name is King Kong. He's a puppet, and he's the centerpiece of a $35 million musical based on the original film that opens tonight on Broadway. Reporter Jeff London met with the team that brings the big gorilla to life.
Sure, in some ways, King Kong resembles a typical Broadway musical. There are songs.
There ain't no queens on the Midwest farm.
And dances and dialogue. But really, what the audience wants to see is that giant ape. And he is very big. When he gets up on his legs, snorting and sniffing and roaring, he's two stories tall. And he feels alive. While all the people who operate Kong call him a puppet, the creature designed by Sonny Tilders is a sophisticated hybrid, says Jacob Williams, whose job title is Kong Captain.
As a combined old school and new school puppetry.
Let's start with the old school. 10 puppeteers are on stage moving the beast.
They've got ropes down there which are connected to the wrist and the elbows, so they can move it. It's basically the oldest style of puppet, a marionette.
To see that huge marionette in action, and to find out how he works, I went to a technical rehearsal at the Broadway Theater.
All right, everybody. Stand by, please. Stand by.
Hadija Tarian is one of the puppeteers who operate Kong's legs, arms, and torso on the stage.
To be Kong, we are one with Kong. We wear these black hoodies, and we're all in black outfits, and we're, for the most part, quite hidden, and we're in a crouched position, so you don't necessarily always see us. We're almost like his shadows. And then there are also moments in the show where we are able to come out and almost express his feelings, like when he's curious about something, we do have a little appearance.
The stylized puppet is made of steel, styrofoam, and bags of air that look like muscles when he moves, all held up by a 17-ton crane above the stage. And since Kong is really heavy, the petite Hadija Tarian says,
I do a launch off of his shoulder. The taller men can lift his hand up to a certain level. However, it takes our whole body weight to lift his 200-pound arm. So we climb up to his shoulder, and then we have different ways of grabbing onto a rope, and we launch off of it, which will then bring it higher than his head.
Part of what makes Kong feel so lifelike is his facial expressions. He can be curious, sad, ferocious. And that's where the new school puppetry comes in. High up in the balcony, three operators and a technician sit in a booth, watching the stage through a window and infrared monitor. They control Kong's face, head, neck, and shoulders remotely. Each of them sits behind joysticks and foot pedals.
Hi, I'm John Hoche. I'm the head and neck operator and also the voice of Kong.
Well, Kong, he's an actor in our show, so he has lines, you know, grunts, grumbles, roars. They are set in the script, and my voice is modulated through a processor to make it kind of go from a 6-foot-1 person to a 20-foot-tall gorilla.
You know, we try to keep Kong alive whenever he's on stage, so even if he's sitting, there's still a little bit of motion. So the puppet is never just inanimate on stage. There's always a breath of life in him.
Like the original movie, there are set pieces. The first time Kong comes out of the jungle, when he wrestles with a giant cobra, the sad ape in chains before he's put on display, the rampaging beast running through Times Square, then climbing the Empire State Building. At some point, the audience starts to forget they're watching a big puppet, says Jacob Williams, the Kong captain, who's in charge of the shoulders.
You tap into your imagination and you place a lot of the emotion on the puppet as much as the puppeteers do, and it's this sort of connection and relationship that the puppeteers have to the puppet than the puppet has to the audience. So it's this beautiful sort of dialogue which happens, and when it happens correctly, it makes a really special experience.
At the end of every performance, the last bow is taken not by the lead actors in the show, but the star, all 1.2 tons of him and the puppeteers who bring him to life. King Kong opens on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.